Russia and the Arab League yesterday proposed brokering talks between the Syrian opposition and President Bashar al-Assad's regime to try and resolve the country's civil war. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the Kremlin and the Arab League are attempting to establish direct contact between the Syrian regime and the opposition. He added that sitting down at the negotiating table is the only way to end the conflict without irreparably damaging Syria.
The most important thing is that what is happening now shows that it is time to put an end to this two-year-long conflict. And neither side can allow itself to rely on a military solution because that is a road to nowhere, a road to the mutual destruction of the nation.
At a meeting in Moscow, both Lavrov and Arab League General Secretary Nabil Erbari said their main priority was creating a transitional government in Syria to navigate a way out of the conflict. Lavrov said no conditions for the Syrian negotiations have been set. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem will lead a delegation to Moscow on Monday, and Russia is expecting a visit in March from the opposition Syrian National Coalition leader Muaz al-Kadib. Meanwhile, in Syria, an air raid hit the Damascus suburb of Hamouriye on Wednesday, killing at least 20 people, according to rights activists. The raid followed a mortar attack on a sports complex in the neighbourhood of Baranke in central Damascus, killing one soccer player and wounding three more. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.